They may have happened 70 years ago, but the effects of the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki still linger. More than 200,000 Japanese people lived through the attacks in August 1945. There are thousands of now elderly survivors, and many of them blame their cancers and other illnesses on the massive doses of radiation emitted in those mushroom clouds. Today, Japan's Prime Minister used the Hiroshima anniversary to call for worldwide nuclear disarmament. Michael Edwards has this report.
Today, bells mark the anniversary of the nuclear bomb that destroyed Hiroshima, and the ceremonies commemorating the event reflected a sorrow and respect for those who perished. But 70 years ago, the first news reports of the event were far more matter of fact.
Last night's target for the first atomic bomb was the city of Hiroshima, on the shores of the inland sea west of Kobe.
Shuntaro Hida was a doctor working for the Japanese army at the time. He was stationed in Hiroshima, but left that day to treat a patient outside the city. But he saw what happened and described it to the BBC.
There was a flash. It was a tremendous flash. I was dazzled by it. At the time, I felt dizzy from the bright light of the explosion. It was said to be 7 kilometres wide. I saw this huge circle of fire in the blue sky. There were no clouds, just a deep red. I had never seen anything like it before.
When he got back to Hiroshima, he saw that health facilities were overrun with thousands of people suffering from severe burns and radiation exposure.
I started to treat people for their burns. There were also patients who died from symptoms because of the radiation. They had 40-degree temperatures, they were bleeding, and they had white spots under the skin. In the end, I think I treated 6,000 patients, maybe even 10,000.
And 7 decades on, thousands of those who survived the nuclear blast that destroyed Hiroshima and then 3 days later, Nagasaki, are still suffering. Almost 200,000 officially recognised survivors are still alive, but many of these people have radiation-related illnesses such as cancer.
With nearly 200,000 survivors still alive, it is expected that many thousands will continue to need care for radiation-related illnesses in the coming years, while the psychological impact of the bombings continues to haunt even those survivors, not physically only.
That's Hitomi Nakabe, the head of communications for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Tokyo. The ICRC runs a number of hospitals that treat nuclear survivors in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In the last year alone, these hospitals treated more than 10,000 survivors. Many of these people have died, with the chief cause of death being cancers directly linked to their exposure to the nuclear blasts. But the suffering is unlikely to be limited to just those directly exposed.
Yeah, the health consequences of genetic damage to non-exposed children of survivors are an ongoing concern. This second generation population includes some 200,000 persons who are currently approaching the cancer-prone age of 50 to 60 years. Hereditary transmission of radiation effects will be another long-term concern, requiring years of treatment.
The stated purpose for dropping the nuclear bombs was to bring a swift end to the carnage of World War II, but many historians now question whether the use of nuclear weapons was justified. Greg Thielman is from the Arms Control Association in Washington, D.C.
The truth is that the day after Hiroshima, the Soviet Union declared war on Japan, and historians, I think, agree that that was a bigger shock for the Japanese leadership than even the first bomb. And, of course, it took a number of days before the nature of the bomb was even starting to sink in with the Japanese leadership.
The 70th anniversary of Hiroshima has prompted Japan's Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, to launch a campaign in the United Nations to rid the world of nuclear weapons.
Michael Edwards.